for tapes of End Time Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday morning, June the 29th, 1987. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. 5B of Monday morning, June the 29th, 1987, teaching by Jean and Earlene Moody.
A passive person believes that God will work all this out for me, and I don't have to do anything. A passive person wants to put the responsibility onto someone else and the blame on someone else if it doesn't work out. To an active person, a person who's active-minded and pursuing God, Philippians 2:3 means that God will work in me, and as I obey Him and line myself up with His will, then His good pleasure is done in me and through me. We must repent, change our mind, and change our conduct. The battle for our minds began in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. In Matthew 3, we see the contrast between the minds who are obeying God and the minds who are in disobedience. All right, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Following the God of this world brings a blinded mind. And you know, a person can spend their whole life doing the things that look so good in this world. You know, I spent a lot of time moving about the country with Jean, decorating homes and selling them. And it seems so important to me to get those homes decorated so that when we put them on the market, they would sell. You know, it was important to clean the house up and keep it nice and clean for my family for health reasons and for good mental and emotional stability and so forth. But the amount of time I spent at redecorating was excessive, spinning my wheels. The things that were unimportant were so important. We have to repent sincerely, not just say, like sometimes we tell people today, you need to repent of that, and they say, I'm sorry, God. And somehow it doesn't seem like it's very much, or it's not very deep. You know, I mean, I sometimes really, when the Lord showed me what repent means, and well, the fruit of really repenting, you know, I've been grieved sometimes over the things I do. And the grief is cutting, and it's very hurtful. But out of that comes the strength and the help and the wisdom to stand against that type of thing in the future. Genesis 3, 1 through 6. Doubt, unbelief, and questioning God were Eve's problems. I also kind of feel that maybe Eve had been rejected in some way, or else that, you know, the devil had told her she was. And she wanted to be like God. She wanted to be real smart, see. And so I don't know that that's the case, but I feel like something happened to Eve, or the demons talked to her in some manner that prepared her for doubt and unbelief and questioning God. And then what did she do? She added a little bit of something to what God said. You know, we do that. No, she added something to what God said. She didn't say it exactly like God said. She said a little extra. Changed it just a little. She said, in the third verse, except the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it. Then she adds, neither shall you touch it. He didn't say that. He just said, you shan't eat it, lest you die. You shall surely die. So she changed the thing just a little. When Eve changed and doubted and had unbelief and questioned God, she became unstable and she became separated from God. That happens to me too. Romans 6:16, yielding to the wrong person and the wrong attitudes brings death. A passive mind is blind to the Word of God. And a Christian, the passive mind will hear and accept the devil's opinions about life and its situation while looking at the Word of God. It looks at all of the things the devil says and gives them credit. Many times you'll hear people say, well, I believe that God can heal, but He probably won't heal me. You see, and right then, you just drop the whole thing. There's nothing can come out of that. A passive mind is a reprobate mind. It agrees with the devil off and then more and more. And soon God is not in any of its thoughts. And we become vain then and empty of the truth. Romans 1:28 kind of surprised me one day. I realized while reading that verse that all sin is contemplated in the mind before it's carried out by actions. I can stop the sin by refusing it in my mind. No one ever commits adultery without they first think about it. You know, you don't lust for something without you first think about it. Cult, spiritism, and mind control need empty minds of God to operate fully in. One who has known and recognized God as God can descend to the lowest of behavior if he continues to walk away from God and accept what Satan says. An active mind should get stronger as it matures, even though the body may grow old. An inactive mind desires to do things but does very little. Inactive minds babble away by talking too much, often about things they don't know anything about. They use incorrect facts and assumptions. The unrelaxed mind causes sleepless nights. Now let's go through Deuteronomy. I was going to take you through a survey, but you can just jot these down as I call them off if you want. Deuteronomy contains, for me, at least, it helped me, with a formula to correct the use of my mind and heart. Deuteronomy 4:9. You can almost say these are commandments because each one of them has an active verb. Set your mind to remember that God has done many things for you. And, of course, he's talking to the nation of Israel, but he's also talking to us. 4:29. Seek God with your whole heart, not half of your heart, or when you get in trouble and you feel like you're just better, but with your whole heart. 4:39. Recognize that the Lord is God in heaven and on earth and that there is no other. 5:29. Fear God and keep his commandments. You know, sometimes I think there's no fear of God left. You know, sometimes when I think about what God is going to do to me for something I just did, you know, I actually get frightened. You know, someone says, well, like this just happened to me recently and the Lord has dealt with me on this for years and I slip right back into it. This lady said to me, says, don't you think that my dress is lovely? Well, you know, being the kind of thing that I liked and everything, I didn't think it was very lovely. But you know what I did? Flat out lied. I said, oh, I think it's just beautiful. And the minute I did it, the Lord said, you betrayed yourself. You know, I should have said, the dress is fine if you like it or something, you know. But I didn't. I just flat out lied. And there was a passivity in my mind that would cause me to do that, you see. They might not like what I say. A whole bunch of stuff. Fear God and keep his commandments. You know, it immediately when I did that, what verse ran through my mind? What verse do you think? Be no liars in heaven. 6:5. Love God with your entire being. 6:6. God's word should be first in your mind and in your heart. 6:7. Impress them diligently on the minds and hearts of your children. You know, we disobey that frequently. We say, well, we'll let them decide when they get grown what they want to do. No, we should impress them with the fundamental truths of the Word of God diligently. And our daughter told us if we had ever, ever wavered, when we learned something, if we wavered, she would not have come back. Hey, think about that. When you're passive, you're wavering. And she said that every time we learn something from the Lord, it didn't mean we did it 100%, but we never took great steps and turned away. And that impressed her. God's word should be first in your mind and heart. Impress them diligently on the minds and hearts of your children. 7:7. Don't fear larger nations. To me, that means don't fear those who have been to Bible school and know a lot more than you do. You read that word, and if it says, don't lie or lean, no liars are going to be in heaven, you got to get your repentance done right now. You don't wait till tomorrow. 8:2. Know if you will keep his commandments. You know, many times we don't know if we will or not. We need to search ourselves until we know, will we really keep his commandments? 8:5. Know also in your mind and heart that as a man disciplines and instructs his child, so the Lord your God disciplines and instructs you. And a thought occurred to me as I read that. Possibly that's why we're not disciplined like we should be by the Lord. We fail to discipline and instruct the children. You know, just a thought that passed through my mind. We should be diligent in our discipline and instructions of our children so that God will quickly, correctly discipline and instruct us. 8:14, when God has blessed you, don't forget him. 8:17, don't forget God blessed you and get proud and say you did it yourself. 9:4, don't say in your heart that God's blessings fall on you because you're so great or righteous. Listen to the next one. 9:5, God's just keeping his promise to Abraham. That's why he's blessing you and me. Not because we're so great. 10:2, it's the same as 6:5. All right, 11:13-14, diligently serve God, and he will send the early and latter rain for crops, grass, for the cattle. What that means to me is that if we diligently serve the Lord, he'll take care of our needs. You know, if you're a farmer, it's the latter rain and grass for the cattle. But if you're an engineer, it may be something else. If you're a school teacher, it may be something else. But God will send what you need. 11:16, don't be deceived and worship other gods. You know, you can be your own god. One time I was telling God, you know, every time I start to pray, I think, oh, God is pleased with my prayer. I said, oh, Lord, I want you to sit on the throne of my life. And he says, it's tough for both of us to sit there. Okay. 11:18, lay God's words as front head bends before your eyes. In other words, before your eyes should be the word of God rather than something of the world, you know, like baseball games on TV or other things. 15:7, shall not harden your heart nor refuse help to the young and poor brothers. 15:9, have no regard for a brother's goods or no greed. You know, 15:7, about not hardening your heart against your poor brethren. You know, I used to find myself trying to move away from a person who wasn't dressed as well as me. And the Lord showed me, and when I read that verse, he said, you have hardened your heart against those who are poor. And you can become poor at any minute. 15:9, there is no greed in your heart for your brother's goods. You know, you say, I wished I had one. Watch out. 17:20, don't be lifted up in your heart above your brethren. Don't say, I would never do that. 18:22, do not be afraid of false prophets. 23, trust God and fear no enemy. 28, let the faint-hearted return home. Read all of chapter 27 and 28 to see how you will be blessed or cursed. That's so long that you need to study that over a period of time. 28:47, there is destruction for not serving the Lord with gratitude of heart and mind. And this is another one that God really dealt strongly with me about. I used to feel as if there were something sitting right here. You know, just like something really heavy sat there. And any time I was tired, it actually had sharp shooting pains. And so I was reading through the Bible, and I decided, this is what I decided to do after I was delivered, because I kept praying, Lord, help me stay this way. I don't want to go back. And I was impressed to read from Genesis to Revelation and mark every word in red in my Bible that God said. And as I did this, I found this verse, and it said, I read it, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness of heart and mind, in gratitude for the abundance of all with which he has blessed you, therefore you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord shall send against you, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. Listen to this one. And he, God, will put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you. And as I read that verse, I mean, it scared me. And I began to tell Gene about what I was seeing in there. And I said, Lord, Gene, the Lord is angry with me because I have not served him with joy. I have been greedy. I have been grasping. I have been saying, I want this, and I want that, and I'll do this, and I'll do that, and let's do this, and let's get that. And it was all things I wanted, no gratitude to God for what he'd already done. And the Lord showed me that unless I took care of that, that thing on the back of my neck would get heavier and heavier. And Gene probably remembers the times that we spent talking about this verse and helping me to work my way through that to where I could serve the Lord with joyfulness. You know, I'm not glad that my son died, but you know, I have a great joy in my heart for what has come out of his death. And so I serve the Lord. I say, Lord, I thank you for that in my life, although I don't understand it completely. Deuteronomy 28:47-48. All right, Deuteronomy 28:67. Disobedience will bring extreme anxiety. If you've got a problem with anxiety, what may be your real problem? Disobedience. Also, one other thing I want to tell you about Deuteronomy 27, we just read about 47. God showed me that gratitude to God is a cure for depression. He told me, Earlene, if you don't really feel anything and you say, I thank you, Lord, for whatever it is, he said, then you cannot be depressed. And I found it's true. I have not been depressed one day in my life since Jean and I worked me through this with the help of the Lord. Not one day have I been depressed. I have on rare occasions been a little anxious about something, and every time I have been, it went back to disobedience. All right, Deuteronomy 28:18-19. Don't expect safety if you get into demon or Satan worship. 32. Return to God with your whole being. 30:10, if you sincerely repent, you will be forgiven. 30:14, the word of God is in your mouth. 30:17-20, punishment for turning to demons and Satan. 31:46, set your mind and heart on the words of God delivered to you this day. Now, if you do that, what's in Deuteronomy, you're going to have a pretty healthy mind. Not only that, your will is going to get in line. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. We are totally helpless against Satan if we use natural weapons or our thoughts to fight him. But if we use the weapons that God has given us, obedience predominantly, we win. Ephesians 4:22-32. You are the one who will have to strip yourself of your old nature. The way you do this is through Bible study, but not just Bible study. You take that Bible study and you do it. Like when God says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, thus saith the Lord. You gotta have no vengeance. Colossians 1:21-23. You must remain well grounded in the gospel. 2 Corinthians 10:5. You will learn how to control the use of your thoughts. Philippians 4:7-8. Think on these things. All right, let's read that one. Because if you do like I did, I had to run to the kitchen cupboard and pull that door open and look. And most of the time what I was thinking on was not there. One of the biggest problems I had at the time I had that behind my cupboard door was the pictures of my son that were up in the family room. If I stood and looked at them and was not grateful to God for the good that had come out of that death, I would hit the pits. And then I would find myself running to that cupboard door, and I'd read it. For the rest, brethren, I mean sistren too, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just and whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. And here comes your commandment. Fix your mind on it or on them. When I hit the pits about Byron's death, there was nothing in this verse, nothing that said it was all right. Because when I hit the pits over his death, it was selfish, for one thing. And you know, I got to thinking one time, if God treated me justly, then I probably would be dead, and everything I loved would be destroyed, if justice was meted out to me. And so I told the Lord, Lord, you're greater than me, and you gave him to me because the doctors had told me I could have no children. And I said, I don't know why you gave him and took him back, but one thing I know, you don't make any mistakes. And I would come up out of the pit. And the love of the Lord is gracious, and he's helpful. One of the best books that we found to help you understand your mind and to help you, without fantasy, to evaluate some scriptures that we often kind of get in fantasy about is The War on the Saints. Now, Gene says when he reads this book, it bores him to death, or whatever. But when I read this book, it excited me because I was at that point in my life learning to control my mind. Well, Gene has never had that problem, not controlling his mind. I'm the one who had the problem. So the book really ministered to me. And it showed me some of the incorrect things in my thinking, which was, number one, I thought God will do it for me. I just have to pray, and he'll do it, and it'll be okay. But you see, I wasn't keeping covenant when I was thinking that way. Covenant means God says, I'm going to do these things, and you are to do these things. And if you do these things, then I'll do some other things. And in other words, I work with God. He doesn't just pull me like a puppet on a string. Characters of the passive mind. There is a passive will which is indecisive. It is torturous. It is often embarrassed, and it's wishy-washy. A passive mind is inactive, hesitant. It's rash in its decision, does not concentrate, does not use good judgment. Its memory is bad. Passive imagination. Have you ever seen people just sit and gaze off in space? All right, dull vision. Mind is in chains, yokes, and fetters. Judgment is not clear. You know, many people don't realize they're supposed to correctly judge every prophecy. You're supposed to judge the fruit in your own life and in the life of others. I sat one day and heard a preacher tell me, not criticize him, to do exactly what he said and not disagree with him. You know that is not correct submission. And if I had submitted to the Baptist preacher who told me the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not for today, then I wouldn't have gotten the baptism. And then we went to a halfway house, and they said the things of the Lord we do in the back bedroom with the lights off. And I said, that sounds terribly of witchcraft to me. And Gene and I wanted them done in the light. So we left the halfway house, and we went to the full gospel church. And the full gospel church says a Christian can't have a demon. If I believed them, I wouldn't be here now. I fully believe that I would have either kill myself or would have died. So you do submit to your pastor in the proper godly way. You don't resist him and cause trouble in his church. But if he tells you something that God has said in the Word of God is true and he says it isn't, then you have a decision to make. And if you can't use your proper judgment, you often make the wrong decisions. Gene and I watched one young man who came to us, and it was long ago when we were first beginning to get into deliverance. And he was a strange-looking person. And as he began to get delivered, he even changed what he looked like. He began to look healthy and whole and active and everything. And then people got to him, and they said, you know, you shouldn't be going around those moodies because they've gone too far out. And so the young man began to go around from church to church, and he would say, is it all right for deliverance? And he'd come back to us and he'd say, I went and I talked to such and such, and they said, it's not all right for deliverance. We're not doing the right thing over here. And so we said, you have to make up your mind. Read the Word of God and make up your mind what you're going to believe. And so he went off again. He got into the occult and he came back again. And we worked with him for 9 months, and he never could make up his mind. And one day, he blew his head off. All right, Gene told him, if you don't make up your mind to serve the Lord as the book says, you will never make it, as a warning to him. All right, you have got to have judgment, correct judgment, to read the Word of God, and when it isn't being presented to you as it, the Word of God, then you say, no, I don't think I can go along with that. Passive reason, that's a closed mind. Infallibility is in that group. And the evil positiveness, you're dying with a headache and you say, I'm fine. That's wrong. Your child's got a fever, had a fever for a week, and you say, he's fine, don't touch him, he's fine. He's well, in the name of the Lord. Well, that's all good, but the Bible tells me, if I'm sick, get somebody to pray for me. So you'll see me coming around, Brother Glenn, help! My head is killing me. Or whatever it is. You see, I believe in being positive, but I believe in being truthful. You have to have... You can't have a passive conscience. That's where moral degradation comes in. That's where you get into the modern moral. A passive spirit will allow all kinds of wrong thoughts, filth, and everything else just to come in. You'll look at things you shouldn't look at, can't get it off your mind. All that stuff comes in with the passive spirit. The passive body sometimes will even go into a coma lock and just sit there and not do anything. All right, different reactions of the passive mind. All right, now let's take some two. We're going to take the main characteristics that we have seen on a passive-minded person about sin. All right, an active-minded person will call his sin, sin. Like when I told that person the dress was lovely and that I liked it, I lied when I said I liked it. So I had to say I lied. It will not blame the sin that it has committed on someone else. It will recognize and apply the work of the cross to that sin. It will take a stand firm against that sin in the future. It will begin a corrective program. All right, a passive-minded person will say, he made me do it, she made me do it, someone else is to blame. I was forced into it. Or just ignore it. It will seldom make the necessary correction, nor recognize that God's word is true and what Jesus did is the way out of the mess. On self-examination in the light of God's word, the active-minded person will say, I will examine the Bible. I will not become despaired or depressed or crushed, but I will rapidly exercise true repentance and faith in God's promise of forgiveness, and I will accept God's forgiveness. The passive-minded person will let evil spirits torment him, lead him into self-accusations, recriminations, despair, depression, becomes crushed, despondent, and does not believe what God said, and does not accept the remedy. On conviction, the active-minded person knows that God convicts of sin. God's conviction is not confusing, but clear. When it goes to God in true repentance, the blood of Jesus Christ will completely cleanse. All right, the passive-minded person deals with conviction without true repentance and allows demons to nag and attack, and it never knowing if the sin has been cleansed on repentance. An active-minded person sincerely repents as a deliberate act of its will in obedience and submission to God. It accepts that sin is cleansed by Christ's blood. Passive-minded person makes compulsive confessions over and over for sin without truly considering the meaning of Christ's forgiveness or the reason for the cross. It will accuse others to cover its own feelings of guilt. It's often putting down other people so that it feels better.
Everybody stand up. Take a little stretch here, and we'll see what we're going to do. Got to get my orders from Glenn here. It's 12 o'clock. What you going to do? Okay, I'd like to say something to Sister Fox. I might have been a little hard yesterday on your profession. But Early and I, we have come from the point of being a school teacher and an engineer into being Christians and helping people. As we have done this, we have gone over into the fields of medicine and into the fields of psychiatry.
Now, the Lord, I guess he just wanted me to encourage you. I feel like you have tremendous potential. You already have gone through medical school. You're a medical doctor. Then you've gone through psychiatric school. You're a psychiatric doctor. You have a tremendous knowledge of how a person works, both medically and psychiatrically. Now, you take that and you put the Bible together with it. I feel like, man, you got tremendous potential to help people. See, you're able, what you're doing is you're coming in deliverance. What we're doing is we're coming into the knowledge of people, psychology, psychiatry, and so forth. Okay, and I feel like you have tremendous potential to help people. Really, I do. And I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you and your husband and your ministry. Praise God. Okay, what we normally do now is we go into deliverance on the subject that we have taught about. And I'm just going to take you through until Brother Glenn stops me. We're going to go into some deliverance. Okay, so just stand up and put your Bibles down and whatnot. We're going to pray. And then after we pray, I'm going to take you through some prayers. And then you can sit down and we'll cast the demons out. But it's been a long lesson and you've said a lot and you need to get the blood flowing in your body. Okay, Father, help me with this prayer. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to pray out loud with me and pray as if you meant it. Lord Jesus Christ, we have heard this lesson today.
We have heard this lesson today.
We have heard these scriptures read.
We have heard these scriptures read.
And commented upon.
And commented upon.
We accept these scriptures.
We accept these scriptures.
We accept the Holy Bible.
We accept the Holy Bible.
As the inspired Word of God, infallible, we accept it in childlike faith. Now, Lord,
let these scriptures work in us
to free us of the demons.
Forgive me, Lord Jesus,
for being passive.
As a man,
I ask you to forgive me
for being an Ahim.
As a woman,
I ask you to forgive me
for being a
Jezebel.
Forgive me for any characteristics
of passivity,
especially that I have passed on
to my children.
I'm sorry, Lord,
for the problems that they're going to
have, because I did not set the right example
for them.
Help me, Lord Jesus,
to begin a process of
restoration,
to restore my children,
so that they can leave me
and follow God
and have a family
that is in divine order.
Now, Lord Jesus,
I forgive my ancestors and my descendants.
I forgive anyone
who has hurt me
or sinned against me.
I ask you to forgive them, Lord,
and bless them with all spiritual blessings.
Forgive me, Lord Jesus,
for my many sins.
I forgive myself
for sins against my body.
Now I break all curses,
hexes,
vexes,
and any demonic ties that bind.
I break all soul ties
brought about by witchcraft
or sexual impurity.
Lord Jesus,
restore my fragmented soul,
my mind, will, and emotions.
Send your angels out
to recover anything
that was stolen from me.
Lord Jesus,
stir up the demons
within my subconscious mind
and my unconscious mind.
Command them to manifest.
Identify and reveal themselves
as unto Jesus,
so that they can be cast down.
And all these things
we ask in the blessed name
of Jesus Christ,
my Lord,
my Master,
and my Savior.
Okay, you can sit down and I'm going to pray. Satan, we come against you by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God in the name of Jesus, by the power of the believers and the unity of our spirits. We command that you line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. We bind every power that you have. We loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus Christ. We remind you that we sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We're over you. We're over all the fallen angels, all the demons, all the forces of evil. And Lord Jesus, we just ask you loose legions of angels, warring angels, ministering angels, the Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God, to come down and do a mighty work here today, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just pray for all our spiritual warfare, Father. And Lord, let your name be glorified here. Let your name be glorified through the freedom of these people, Father. We praise you and we thank you, Lord Jesus. And we break every curse upon these people. We break every soul tie upon these people. We break the curse of passivity upon these people. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for what you're already doing here today. We thank you, Lord, for the movement of your Holy Spirit, for the power of God. Lord, just surround this place now with a legion of angels, warring angels, ministering angels. Lord, and just surround it, Father. Take every loose demon from there. We cut off all communication, the demons outside to the demons inside. So we only have to deal with the demons inside of the people. We praise you and we love you, Father. We give you all the glory, honor, praise for everything that you're going to do here today. Lord, it's in Jesus' name we pray. We take authority over Satan according to the whole word, the holy word of God. Lord, it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now come out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against those spirits of rejection. Come out. Rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception in lust. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Rejection by the husband, rejection by the wife, rejection by the parents. Go in Jesus' name. Now come out. I loose the spirits of love upon these people. I call down the spirits of love. Lord, minister love unto these people. Let them see, Father, that they are not rejected, that they are loved. Now come out right now, all these spirits of rejection, all roots, memories, scars, nests, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, all demons named and unnamed, and these common demon groupings, I command you to go. I bind your power, I drive you out. I remind you, demons, that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master Satan. You're going to be total loneliness and total despair, and you have very little time left. I command you to bow your knee to Jesus Christ and do what he's telling you to do. Lord Jesus, I just ask you to manifest yourself to these demons, Father. Lord, and demons, I command you to look in those flaming eyes of Jesus Christ. Now do what he's telling you to do and go where he's telling you to go. Now come out of these people. Every spirit of rejection, we hate rejection, we hate all sin and iniquity, we hate everything that God hates. Now come out in Jesus' name. Come out, I bind your power and I drive you out of these people. We are not rejected, we are loved. Now go in Jesus' name, go. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Now come on up and out of them. I demand a complete cleansing in the air of rejection. Come up and out of them, go in the name of Jesus Christ. All rejection, all roots, memories, scar, nests, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, go right now. Inability to give and receive love, touch me not, spirits, go in Jesus' name, go. We bind your power and we drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out of them. Now come against every spirit of bitterness. That's right, in the name of Jesus Christ. We got rejected and then we got bitter. Now come out of them. Go right now, all bitterness, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, go right now. We've forgiven everyone that has hurt us. Now come out, you have no right to us, unforgiveness. We've taken away your rights. We drive you out. We break your power. We drive you out. Come out, all unforgiveness, go in the name of Jesus Christ. All unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, come out of the people right now. Go, loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, violence, temper, anger, murder, retaliation, suicide, death, abortion, death and fear of death. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go, all death and fear of death. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Fears of all types. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All killer spirits. Come out, all killer spirits, murdering spirits, fears of abortion, killing of babies. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all these killing spirits, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose us and set us free. Come out right now, the whole family of bitterness, roots, memories, scarness, and habits. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All bitterness, bitterness against anything, bitterness that came in through rejection and unforgiveness, we command you to go in Jesus' name. And go, loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. All bitterness, we curse you at your roots. We command those roots to die, to come out, to be loosened. Lord, send your angels in there with a sharp two-edged sword. Cut those roots out. Cut every root of bitterness out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every nest of bitterness must come out in Jesus' name. Now go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I want all the bitterness to go. Bitterness over rejection. Come out. Hurts and deep hurts. Scars and death. Come out. Come out. Wounded spirit. I call out the wounded spirit. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. The wounded spirit. The hurting spirit and the wounded spirit. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Every spirit of rebellion. Rebellion of all types. Rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Rebellion of the wife against the husband, of the husband against God, of the pastor against God. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All rebellion, all roots of rebellion, ruler rebellion, come out. Witchcraft. I break the curse of witchcraft on these people. I command the spirits of witchcraft to go, rebellion to go. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Witchcraft and rebellion, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissiveness, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, anti-submissiveness in the women. Come out right now, unwilling to submit to their husbands. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. I bind your power. Come out, all selfishness, self-will, stubbornness, disobedience. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I drive out the Ahab spirits. Come out, all spirits of Ahab. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Ahab out of the men, Jezebel out of the women. Come out, all spirits of Jezebel. Domination, manipulation, control, witchcraft, come out in Jesus' name. Come out of the women right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, Ahab, those weak men. Destruction of the family priesthood, inability to be priest and head of the home. Come out, all those spirits in the men, those weak-willed men. Come out, those spirits of weak will in the men. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Loose them and set them free. I demand the whole family of rebellion to go in Jesus' name. Come out, the whole family of rebellion. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of rebellion, passive mind, fleshly mind, immorality, impurity, indecency, sorcery, mind control drugs, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, ill temper. Party spirit, peculiar opinions, come out in Jesus' name. Come out and bring your families with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of moral stagnation, stoicism, filthy-minded, conditional love, double-minded, glutton, weak-willed, unlawful, lack of concentration, retrogression, listlessness, lethargy, skepticism, indecision, drugs, go in Jesus' name. Now come out of people right now. All these demons have been called out. All your families, all your works, go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of mental stagnation, incoherence, hesitation, tortured mind, backsliding, unsettled mind and emotions, idiosyncrasies, futile mind, evil plotting and planning, intimidation, doubt, unbelief, indecision, worry, forgetfulness, come out in Jesus' name. Come on. Out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ, as your name is called. Come out, spirits of heresies, envy, drunkenness, carousing, depression, despondency, defeatism, doubt, dejection, despair, discouragement, gloom, burden, disgust, withdrawal, daydreaming, pouting, fantasy, pretension, unenthusiastic, unreality, escape, deceit, importance, believing lies, demonic manipulation, restlessness, darkened minds, spiritism spirits, excessive talking, pushing to extremes, uncontrolled will, attitude of infallibility, inability to reason, laziness, unteachableness, spirit of decision, come out in Jesus' name. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All these spirits, as your name recalled, I command you to line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. Come out, every spirit of dread, compromise, hopelessness, self-seduction, heaviness, fear of failure, nervousness, unbelief, tension, mental illness, madness, senility, schizophrenia, paranoia, carelessness, suspicion, false love, fear of women, distrust, automatic failure, confusion, frustration, self-righteousness, arrogance, lying, recriminations, unrepentant, blinded mind, mind control, excuses, dissension, not making decisions, pride, inability to listen, nerve irritation, evil positiveness, prejudice. Go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of procrastination, insomnia, roving, morbidity, maniac, apprehension, self-deception, unfounded fear, self-delusion, pride, fear of men, occult spirits, spiritism spirits, mind idolatry, intellectualism, rationalization, unholy laughter, ego, vanity, hate of men or women, hysteria, mockery, haughtiness, unresisting to evil, unresponsive to God, unproductive behavior, reprobate mind, cult spirits, hysterical babbling, unproductive, excessive weeping, incorrect judgment, shame and embarrassment, mental lethargy, impatient restlessness, no power of choice, marred judgment, emotionalism, ignorance of God's word, rage, vain imagination. I got a few more here. Come out every spirit of antagonism to truth about evil spirits, lack of moral vision or judicial balance, oppression of self and others, believing teachings of demons, exaggerated a view of self for good or bad, unqualified obedience to demons, counterfeiting God, presence of God, divine, human, angelic, and satanic things, supernatural visions and voices. And I command all you spirits to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power. All you bring out all your works, roots, memories, scarness, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, and go. And I command you to keep on going out of the people. Lord, I ask you to use the angels to escort those demons out of the people in Jesus' name.
Father, we bind these spirits. We bind them to the day of judgment, and Jesus shall judge them. And we thank you for the angels of the Lord to take them. And we thank you for setting the captives free. I praise you for it, Jesus. And I thank you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Come out. Come out, all of you. Come on out. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Let's stand and sing and praise. And when lunch is over, about 1:15 or so, while the ladies will go upstairs, and you men that want to, gather here with us, and we'll have another prayer session. 2:30 back for Sister Fox to teach this afternoon.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.